The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, well, I spoke to Nigel Farage yesterday about Theresa May. Adam's got a story on Theresa May. Adam, good morning.
Morning, Alan. Yeah, I suppose the video that's absolutely taking the world by storm is Theresa May doing a toe-curling, embarrassing dance in which she struts her stiff ministerial stuff with a bunch of schoolchildren in South Africa. But that's not the important thing. I mean, it just so happens it's sort of taken the public imagination. What's really important is the change whereby the UK wants to overtake the US to become the biggest investor in Africa. And it's all very well saying that, but they're talking about changing things whereby we shift through from aid to investment via economic support. So a shift in emphasis of how Britain does business with Africa post-Brexit. And, of course, that's the deal. We want as many trading partners as possible after we leave the European Union. And that's what this is about, really.
Yeah, well, you'll get plenty, I think. I think the whole Brexit concept about that is fantastic. Look, this European Union, I mean, waste of money, waste of space. I don't believe the story, but go on, tell it.
Well, it probably underlines exactly what you're saying. Waste of money, waste of space. But the European Union's Council of Ministers has opened a brand new high-tech visitor centre. It's not really even a museum. It's just a fancy visitor centre. The idea is it'll showcase the hub of European things. And it's been open for a little while. But the reason that we're focusing on it is that it turns out it's only open 3 hours a day, not on weekends or public holidays. And in the 40 days that it has been open, it's estimated that 112 people have visited at a cost of €1 million. I'll book you a ticket, Alan. You'll be on your own in there, but it'll be worth the visit.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
The EU actually does.
I know. And then you've got these European members of parliament get paid more than the British Prime Minister. Just astonishing bureaucracy.
Worth every euro, I'm sure.
I'm not sure, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.